Adirondack Civic Center Coalition President Dan Burke says it's a busy time before the ice comes back in September.
You know, the hockey team is out selling the season tickets, and we're getting called for shows, concerts, so on and so forth. So it's been busy. We're happy about that.
As the Adirondack Thunder sell season passes for its inaugural season, the Adirondack Civic Center Coalition is also selling seats, though not for a hockey game. The coalition is attempting to raise nearly $500,000 to support the venue through the Glens Falls Civic Center Foundation. Guests can pay $100 to purchase and place a plaque with their name on any of the 4,794 seats in the building. Burke said the group is trying to do a lot of things, but they must keep their eye on the financials.
And we need to make sure that we've got enough capital cash to get us to where we've got it up and running on a pretty stable base. And that's really what we're doing, raising some money so we can help to operate it and towards our goal of purchasing it within the next 4 years.
The coalition is in a lease purchase agreement with the city, which sought to sell the arena after years of operating in the red. After parting ways with previous managing company, Global Spectrum, the coalition has brought in a new managing director. Jeff Mead comes into the position after the temporary stay by previous manager Jack Walter. Mead, who also played hockey at Glens Falls High School, comes back to the area after managing an arena in Dallas. He also worked at venues in Arizona and Illinois. Mead said he'd like to maximize the potential of the ice at Glens Falls with more youth and adult hockey.
But also, you know, not just being, you know, a one-trick pony where it's all hockey, and, you know, complementing that with, you know, some the concerts that make sense, some other events that make sense, and some facility rentals. So we're going to try to make it certainly a good mix for the community.
Meanwhile, a preliminary effort is underway to secure a grant from a state economic development competition to develop a microgrid connecting the Civic Center with Glens Falls Hospital, City Hall, and Emergency Services, and Wastewater Treatment Plant in the event of a power outage due to extreme weather. Ed Bartholomew, president of EDC Warren County and economic development director for the city of Glens Falls, said a preliminary meeting was held this week with neighboring Monroe regarding use of the town's hydroelectric facilities.
While they're located in Glens Falls, they really serve a region, and I think that pooling our resources with the town of Monroe makes this a stronger application. We just now have to go through the feasibility study of this preliminary study over the next several months to determine the prospects of how well our concepts will work out.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.